and strength. I'm glad I'm bound.
So glad I'm bound.
I'm glad I'm bound.
So glad I'm
bound. Lord, I'm glad I'm bound.
So glad I'm bound.
I said that he gave me help and strength. I'm so glad.
So glad.
Songs, just thinking about it makes me feel so good. I don't know how it makes you feel, but it makes me feel good. We have a request right here for a song. Which one that we hadn't planned? I love singing it. It just does me all the good in the world. You know, the devil is so busy. You know, I think on this program they had something like 24 choirs. But the weather turned cold. So they said, we can't go tonight. It's a little bit too cold. But I promised the Lord that if he would just stick by me, lead me and guide me, that I'll go and do what he wants me to do.
Baby, mother. back. No shoes on my feet, Jesus. I'll go any way you want me to go. And I'll do anything that you want me to do. I'll sing your Zion song till I can't sing no more. I'll go, Jesus. I'll go, Jesus. Cause if you need somebody, if you need somebody, if you need somebody this afternoon, Jesus, if you need somebody. And I'll do what you want me to do. I'll sing your Zion song, Jesus. Yes, I will. Till I can't sing no more. You need somebody, send me an old wreck like me. Lord, I'll go. Oh, yes, I will. Will you go this afternoon? If you leave, if you leave.
Nice. We're going to move on with the second half of our program. And we're going to start with the hymn, Amazing Grace, followed by the presentation of the messenger by Reverend Jeremiah Stewart, and followed by the messenger, the Reverend John H. Williams, pastor of St. John's Baptist Church, Hastings, Florida.
Thank you. don't leave the piano as of yet, we can. We are so happy to have this opportunity to present in the speaker of the hour. I'm proud to say that he's an adopted son of Gethsemane.
Amen.
Amen. I love to say that.
Amen.
Amen. Because I'm like a father. I'm his pop in the ministry. Amen.
Amen.
We are just so happy to present him to you. I don't have to, doesn't need any introduction. We all know Reverend Williams, pastor of the St. John Baptist Church, East Hastings. And he's been ready for a long time, just like
Amen.
I have.
Mm-hmm.
That back seat that has been hot tonight.
Amen.
Usually this seat is hot. But that back seat is hot tonight.
Right.
Amen. And as he comes before us tonight, in his own way, we're going to ask your prayers. And we're going to ask Mr. Williams just to let's sing one more praise God. One more time. And let us all get into it.
Praise God.
Some what you call so-called holiness folk, Baptist folk, and Methodist folk. But irregardless as to what label you want to pin it, if you're going to heaven, you better be holy folk. Now, I have been sitting there very patiently. Listening to these choirs sing. Good or bad, I said that.
Amen.
And now I have to preach to the leftovers. At an hour when everybody's mind is either turned toward refreshment or home. I hope that those choirs that walked out don't ask me to preach their anniversary. disciples go into all the world and sing the gospel, but preach. And later on, Apostle Paul came up with a very profound statement and said, how can you hear? Not without the choir. Not without singing. How can you hear without the preacher? So it just lets me know that I already know your purpose for being here. Not really to hear the preacher, but to listen to singing. One of the hardest anniversaries there is to preach is a choir anniversary. But I'm glad that choirs have finally decided to wake up and say, irregardless as to all of the singing that's going on, we want to hear from the Lord. Is that right? Folk come to church, they ought to want to hear from the Lord. Glad for these pastors that follow their choir. A lot of pastors don't do that. Unless they own program to preach.
Amen.
Where there is a choir anniversary and there is a minister speaking, I want to be there. Because sometimes preachers need to be preached to. And not preaching at. He is God. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. For we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Truth endureth to all generations. Now I listened at y'all quoting that while I was reading. And I hope that you understand what you quoted. And if you do, there's no need for me to speak.
Amen.
But if you will notice verse 2 of this 100th Psalm. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. The subject that we want to use tonight, when singing becomes exciting in the church. Did y'all get that? When singing becomes exciting in the church.
Amen.
The purpose for this subject or title is to reveal that singing becomes exciting in the church when it is done to the glory of God. I want to, by way of introduction, challenge you with this question tonight. What is exciting singing? Is it thought? Is it vocality? Is it perception? Or is it energy? Now, before a group of people begin to sing, a thought process takes place that says to those people, what shall we sing?
Amen.
In other words, you don't just bust out. You think about it. What you're going to sing. And in the study of the history of singing, I have found that the majority of our singing
grew out of a human experience. Well, if you can remember the old slave song, Steal Away to G. I ain't got long to stay here. The Mazda, or Mazda, did not know what we were seeing, but we knew. You let leave this plantation. Is that right? Now we must realize that we are not the only ones that sing. The careful study of your Bible will give you the facts that birds, the heavens, morning stars, mountains, and ships also sing. These things begin to sing at a special time and place, there can be nothing but excitement. Yeah. You ever heard the hummingbird? Excitement is created. You've ever heard the mockingbird? Excitement is created. The second thing that I want to say to you is that God has not given all of us the gifted voice to sing as he's done others. Some of us holler. If y'all stay with me, I'll do it right. Some of us yell. Sometimes people sing in and out of tune. And if you have not been gifted to sing, it's mostly out of tune. That's the way some folk are when they come before the presence of the Lord, they're out of tune. You wondering why you can't get into the service, you out of tune. Y'all listening at me? Then there are others whom God has given the gifted voice to sing. And they use what is termed voice control. This is done in the different divisional voices of singing, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Then there is something that has crept up in the Lord's house, especially among men. You don't know what he is, so he just sings in something. Did y'all get that? But when these voices come together in tune, under control, there will be excitement in the church. I used to didn't prepare nothing. And really didn't have much to say either. Choirs that don't practice shouldn't sing. I'm not trying to tell
say
you
it how to
I'm not trying to tell these brethren how to pastor. But I pastor St. John. If you don't practice, you don't sing on Sunday morning. If I've got to take the time to prepare a message for you, you ought to take the time to practice the singing. Now, my third point is that no choir or group of people should ever come together for the purpose of singing without being perceptive. to look as well as sing.
Amen.
To see if the congregation to which you are singing is giving a response.
Amen.
When there is a negative response, somebody needs to pray.
Amen.
On the other hand, when there is a positive response, contact has been made within the very soul of that congregation. You must notice that the congregation wants to get involved in what you're singing. So they are
perceptive
too. Used to be the time choirs could get back. Hallelujah. But we have sophistication in the church now. They know when you walk in. They know who didn't practice that week. But your lips are moving and you ain't singing nothing. When the choir perceives that the audience is on a positive level, the audience perceives that the choir is on a positive level, somehow it seems as if though God stops by and bring the two together. You really can't have a service if God don't stop by. I listen at two people tonight say that the devil must be here. I don't come to church and advertise the devil. I come to church and brag on the Lord.
Amen.
I want to let you know something tonight. There is one chance out of 1 million chances that you will ever come in personal contact with the devil. You might come in contact with the demon, but not the devil himself. Now, if the devil himself had a drop by tonight, somebody would be in trouble. But on the other hand, a demon ruled somebody to church. Y'all asked me to preach this day. My final point is this. When thought, vocality, perception come together, energy steps into the picture. This energy is demonstrated with a verbal outburst. What happens when you begin to think of what you're going to sing and you begin to sing what you thought about? You perceive that the congregation is along with you. And it generates a whole lot of energy within the side of your soul. And pretty soon you see hands go to clapping. You hear feet begin to stomp. And sometimes semi-controlled body motion. Semi-controlled. You know, not out of control. Some folks get out of control. Usher's got to hold of me. Pastor got to hold of me. Deacon got to hold of me. Everybody got to hold of me. Out of control. God does not wreck people, he builds people. Do y'all hear me? It seems that God enters our psychological thoughts, then the song that is being sung brings out our deepest emotional feelings. As the Holy Ghost at this point begins to infiltrate the service, uncontrollable tears begin to flow from many eyes. As the choir sings the old slave song, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna get through with this because y'all kind of sleepy. The Apostle Paul says to us in Ephesians 5 and 18 and 19 that if we be filled with the Spirit, yes, we would speak to ourselves in songs, yes, hymns, yes, and spiritual songs. Yes. Did y'all hear me? Yes. David is telling us tonight in Psalm 100 to come before his presence with singing. Yes. This would certainly create an atmosphere of worship and excitement in the church. Amen. The reason there's no excitement in the church, because it's your church. Amen. In your church, you're the boss. One of the things that you have to find out that there is no spirit in your church. There is no divineness in your church. There is no supernatural power in your church. There is no creative divine power in your church. But in the Lord's church, where you don't have to really move, but there's a mover inside of you. Known as the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I'm going to sit down now. Yeah. But only when a choir sings, yeah, and a congregation join the choir, yeah, can God really stop by. Yeah. You will only have success in the church, yeah, when you sing to the glory of God. Yeah. I'm tired of a whole lot of choirs, yeah, trying to get up and show up. Trying to sing at one another, yeah, instead of to the glory of God. Yeah. Not trying to sing from their voices, yeah, but trying to show off the road. Yeah. Y'all hear me tonight? Yeah. Not trying to get anybody excited, yeah, but want everybody to see your new heaven. Yeah. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? Yeah. But I have, yeah, the song to sing. Yeah. Oh, give thanks, yeah, unto the Lord, for he's good, and his mercy is good forever. Yeah. I'm not worried about what you think. You are not worried about what I was thinking. The Holy Ghost, yeah, will stop by, yeah, for just a little while, yeah, and while you're sitting there, yeah, with all of your composure, yeah, while you're sitting there, yeah, getting your grammar together, yeah, while you're sitting there, yeah, trying to be smart, yeah, sophisticated and educated, yeah, getting paralyzed, yeah, in analysis. Yeah. The Holy Ghost, yeah, is getting all over me. Yeah. And I have to stand up. And say there's a spirit in this place, and I know that it must be the spirit of the Lord. Say yeah. When excitement, I don't sit down. I don't already give y'all the conclusion. When excitement. Get in the church. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. I can't understand, yeah, how I can get excited. Yeah. And you sit there with your arms folded. Yeah. I can't understand, yeah, why I can't sit in my skin. Yeah. And you got your head. Yeah. Yeah. I have not begun to realize. Yeah.
Oh, pray for the condition of the suffering. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, with compassion, we ask for thy mercy to be granted to all of your suffering children in every nation of every land of every kindred, especially the many hungry people in Africa. Lord, there are so many of us in need for prayer. There are so many of us are spiritually hungry and in need, Father, for thy grace.